Okay, good morning. We are finishing getting benefit from a non-Jew. So again, this is just going to be a quick recap. So it's good we do it in 2 days to get some chazara. Today's shir le'ilui nishmas etel bas Reb Avram. Tet Vav. Again, Shin Chaf Hei Tet Vav. In a Yehudi, you have a non-Jew. Shehivi b'Shabbat Chalilim. Perush Kli Nigun Chalulim Shekolam Me'arer HaBechi. So you've got these musical instruments or some kind of a flute that they bring. Yispod behem Yisrael, in order to do for a hesped. Lo yispod behem lohu velo acherim. Nobody can use it. They brought it, right? They brought it on Shabbos. They carried it outside without an eruv. So you can't use it. It was done for a Jew and nobody can use it. How come nobody? So it must be that it was done. Everybody knew about it. Because that's, no, even if it's a deraisa, everybody has to wait, b'chdei shi'asu. So we're going to see as we keep reading, why is it everybody? If it's deraisa, it's because it's deraisa, so nobody, since it's done for a Jew, no one can get benefit. If it's a derech karmelit, then only if it would be aser if it's famous, and it's for, and everybody knows that it was done for this, so then if it's only for one, if it's famous, it's only aser for that Jew. But okay, so you'll see it is talking about rishas rabim. Ad shiyamtin la'erev b'chdei shiyavo mimakom karov. So you have to wait. This is specifically for a Jew. Nesu deraisa. And so now you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Or b'chdei shiyavo mimakom karov. So how long you have to wait? So if you know where he came from, well, let's keep reading. V'im yada bevaday shemimakom ploni heviyam b'shabbat. If you know specifically where he came from, so then you have to wait how long it takes. It takes to travel. Usually we say we can use a car. So that's how long it takes for it to, yeah, that's how long you have to wait after Shabbos to use it. If you don't know where he's coming from, so the psak of the Shoch, of the Nosei Kelim, Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah, Kaf HaChayim, they all say, you have to wait from a close place. And we say Stam is 2,000 Amos, because that's what we say is outside of a Tchum. So there is what to say on this. It's a phrase from the Gemara, but the Gemara uses it in a little bit of a different way. But anyways, how long you have to wait, it seems you could be makel for 2,000 amos. And let's say you're in the middle of a city, and it takes you to, from the edge of the city to get, it's a 5-minute drive to get, or whatever, it could be much longer. Let's just say it's a 5-minute drive to the edge of the city. So you have to wait how long it takes to drive that 5 minutes plus the 2,000 amos. So that's how we understand it. Of course, it could be if you know where he's coming from, obviously you have to wait. V'im yada bevadai, okay, we read that. Yamtin le'erev k'dei shiavo miyos ha'makom, if you know exactly where, that's how long you have to wait. V'achar kach mutarim bein lo u'bein acherim. And then afterwards, it's mutar for everybody. Okay. Unless you knew specifically who it was done, and then the whole city knew who it was done for, then for that person, it's aser forever. This is when you did an aser deraita, that you have to wait b'chdei shiyavo shiyasu for everybody. Now, here you have, you carried through a karmelit. Kevan shelo nasa behem iser Torah, Ein tzarich lahamtin k'dei shiavo. Since you're only violating Nisud HaRabbanan, how long do you have to wait? You don't have to wait. So here, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, again, there's discussion on how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. Some disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. He did it on purpose for a Jew. So normally, if you do it on purpose for a Jew, what do we normally say? You have to wait k'dei shiyasu, right? Yeah, you can't use it right after Shabbos. Here the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ele mutarim la'erev miyad. You can use it right away. So some of the poskim argue and say, no, you have to also wait as long as it carries. And some say, dafko by a karmelit, we're meko. Because normally, when we worry about k'dei shiyasu, that's for when you're changing the item. He did an iser tara to change the item. Here, he did an iser derabanan, and the item wasn't changed. It was just moved or transported from one place to another. So that's the one exception to k'dei shiyasu, is even if it's done for you, you can use it immediately after Shabbos, because it was only transported in it with an iser derabanan. And that's a machloket, but that seems to be the accepted psak. But okay. Ted Zayin, Safek im huvu michutz latchum o mitoch hatchum. It's a safek if you don't know if you brought it from outside the tchum or inside the tchum. Should you have to wait or not? So he says, choshishim shema michutz hatchum huvu. You have to worry that maybe he brought it outside the tchum. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, again, this goes back to Si'if Tet, that's only if he has two homes. But if, you know, he's here, let's say, he has his home here. Perhaps even, let's say, he works over here all day. And that probably would count also. So it's very possible he brought it from, since it's here now, you don't have to choshesh, maybe it came from somewhere else. You can just say you found it, you know, he showed up with it in the city, in the tchum, and since there's a good chance it's from the tchum, you could be meikel. Okay. Fine. Let's start rechitza. Shin chav vav. Okay. All kinds of beating on Shabbos. So just a quick preface, we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. When it comes to Hilchos Yom Tov, it might be a little bit different. Because the whole nature of the gzera could be different. Let's see, Aleph. Asur lirchotz kol gufo. So you're not allowed to bathe your entire body. Afilu kol ever ve'ever levad. Even one limb at a time, assuming you're going to reach your entire body and even most of your body. Afilu b'mayim shehu chamum erev Shabbos. Even from water that was heated up erev Shabbos. So yeah, we're talking about hot water. One's not allowed to bathe himself with hot water, even most of his body. A minority of his body, you're allowed to if the water was heated up before Shabbos, so there was no Isurim of Bishal. Ben imheim bekli, ben imheim bekarka. Doesn't matter if you're in the ground or with the kli. Both are aser. That's part of the gzera of merchatz, the gzera of a merchatz. Chazal made a gzera that, because in the olden days they used to have, very popular to have bathhouses, they heated it up with fire, and if you let people use them on Shabbos, then what would happen is people would come to heat up the fire on Shabbos, because they have a business, they have commitments, and everybody wants hot water, and people were heating them up on Shabbos. So they just said, you know what, no hot water is allowed. So that's only for most of your body. Even just to take hot water and pour it over your body, like a shower. So showers are clearly out. I believe everyone says, even with solar heating, I think everyone holds its usher with a shower. Clearly, you'll see Ashkenazic poskim for sure, Rav Avadia by the Sephardic poskim. Also, you'll see why it's a little different, but Rav Avadia also, I think all the poskim say clearly, even with solar heating. Okay? Aval. Mutar lirchotz bahem panav yadav viraglav, and even the only thing that is mutar is if you're just doing, it says your face and hands and feet or the minority of your body here. Haga o sha'ar evarim, even other limbs. Those are just the popular examples. Kol she'en orochetz kol gufo, as long as it's not getting your entire or majority of your body. Of hot water. Right now we're talking about only hot water. We'll see cold water, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as, and originally seems to be 100% mutter, and cold water, we'll see, became usser for Ashkenazi communities later on. Now we're talking about water that's heated up by fire. But if you're using the hot springs, any hot springs, lav dafka from in Tiberia, then mutar lirchotz afilu kol gufo yachad. Then it's aser then it's mutter to go swim around in these hot springs or to go sit in there. Ve'ein sarich lomar betzonenin. And kol shekein, any cold water, that's for sure no problem anywhere. And again, Ashkenazim or Machmer with cold water, we'll see. I just don't want to miss it. When it comes up, we'll see. The only time Ashkenazim, there are many Ashkenazim who say if you're uncomfortable, if you're mitzar, the question is how far, how uncomfortable, and how bad you feel. But if you're very hot outside, it's very hot outside, muggy, and you're sweaty, and you're very uncomfortable, or some say even if you shower every single day, and you're very uncomfortable, so then by Ashkenazic poskim, some are mekel for just a quick rinse in cold water. Okay. The insar, so then, okay, let's go on. V'hadashari v'chamei tiveria dafka b'karka. What are we saying by chamei tiveria? It's mutter. Only if you're in the ground. Aval b'kli, lo. But if you're in some kind of an above ground bucket or bathtub, then, again, how do you define mechubar, not mechubar, okay? But if you're in a kli, you're not allowed to. Da'ati l'chufei b'chamei ha'ur. Because then it comes to be, you can switch it with chamei ha'ur. In other words, it becomes too similar to a merchatz. Because in a merchatz, they used to have these in big bathtubs above the ground that they heated it up. And then then you're going to end up thinking if you can use chamei tiveria in a bathtub, you're going to end up thinking you can use every bathtub, even when it's heated up with a fire. Okay. I'm just going to point out, it's a machloket when it comes to, so we all know the gzera for sure applies to hot water. There's a machloket, achronim, I'm not sure about rishonim, but as far as poshrim, what about lukewarm water or warm water? Question is, what do you call hot water? There's no clear definitions. What do you call hot water? And what do you call mayim poshrim? That's a big, that in itself is a question. Some say, I saw it in Or Letzion, but others also that perhaps you go by the body temperature. So around 37 degrees Celsius or 98 degrees Fahrenheit would be the cutoff between hot water and poshrim. But again, it's no clear definitions on what they are. So anything that's mayim chamim, everyone says, is part of the gzera. Anything that's part of mayim poshrim, that's a machlokas. And then what the definition of poshrim is, it could be just a little bit above room temperature. Or it could be at least very warm, or perhaps that 37, 90, 98. Which gets to be, which is around the same shear of the lowest temperature of Yad Tzeh Letet Bo. Again, Yad Tzeh Letet Bo also has a big range. Okay. So how is this relevant? We're going to get to it soon when it comes to mikvaos. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it here, so I'll mention it too. What do you do with a mikvah on Shabbos? So it's a big question if you're allowed to use a mikvah on Shabbos because of this whole issue of bathing. And so some say you're not allowed to. The korban etanol that he brings is the one who says b'makom mitzvah lo gazru. Again, so that applies to women. Does it apply to men? That's again another question. And he quotes an odia b'Yehuda, which is what the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Chayadam, that by poshrin there is no gzera. But I know Rav Avadia and others are they're osra by poshrin. But okay. So bottom line, what about going to the mikvah? So we'll see that the way that Rav Avadia and Darkei Tahara also, they point out, for Sfardim they say the best thing to do is to go Bein HaShemashos, and then you can use the hot water in the mikvah, and no problem. If you're going to go after Tzeis, then, so they recommend that's the best thing for women, for Sephardic women to do, is to go during Bein HaShemashos. And then, if you're going to go after Tzeis, then you should make sure it's either cold or warm water, but not hot water. And but if you have no choice whatsoever, like the mikvah, because really you don't really, you know, whoever runs the mikvah runs the mikvah. And if you have no, you can't just go there and ask them to change the temperature for you. So if you have no choice, they say you're allowed to use it however hot the water is after it's ace. Ashkenazim never allow, or generally never allow to go Bein HaShemashos. They always say wait till after it's ace. And so some mikvahs have a little bit of a lower temperature on Friday night. But Lamaisa, most mikvahs, they keep it the same normal warm or hot temperature. And the minhag is to be mekel, even after tzeis. And and as far as going to the mikvah, also there's also an issue of zemachloket, can you go shelo bizmana? If a woman, if it's her leil tefillah Friday night, so Of course, everyone says she should go. But if that wasn't her night to go, she was supposed to go Thursday night, and for whatever reason she got pushed off. So then, some are machmer. The Mishnah Berurah is actually machmer, but other achronim are mekel, and that is the general psak. Most are definitely mekel if ilu shelo bizmana. There, just one quick thing. I know it's hilchas nida, but some say, in particular by Ashkenazim, lechatchila, if you know it's not going to be, you know you can't go on time. Now that's really, you have to really know for sure you're not going to go on time. Again, that's another question. But if you know in advance, a whole week before, for sure you can't go that Thursday night, so many Ashkenazim will say better to do your hefsek on Friday, so that you make sure that Friday night, you avoid this machlokas of going shelo bizmana, and you make sure that Friday night is your zman, if you know that that's when you're going to go anyway. But then again, you just have to, the metzius is, you know, someone, sometimes plans change, and then it is available Thursday night. So anyways, all right, let's get back on track. Base. One other thing I will point out. So when it comes to pools, going swimming on pools, so all Ashkenazi poskim are usher, because even cold water is usher. There are some Svartic poskim who say as long as the water is not too warm, and again, whatever that is, then it's mutter to go. Again, I'm not going to go into all the details. Just make sure you don't squeeze out your bathing suit or your hair, and there's a lip around it. What? Well, pools.
Maybe you'll make a floating device.
So there's no issue of a floating device because there's a rim around the pool. If you're going to a lake or a beach and then it's a slow slant, so then there's a gzera. Even Ashkenazim don't have a gzera by swimming pools because there's a defined lip around the whole pool. But it's because if it's cold water, and there it goes there by cold water, we'll see soon if we get there, because the main reason was because you might come to do schita. But also there's carrying issues and stuff like that.
The machter going in with the bathing suit?
Yeah, they are definitely Svartic poskim who machter. Obviously the more firm ones are going to not recommend it. It's not a recommended activity on Shabbos. You're not learning, you're whatever. It's not a recommended activity. But it's but there are some who definitely are machter. Base. Yesh omrim, the hadashari bechamit very that way which we said you're allowed to use spring water, hot spring water, dafka kishena makom mekura. That's only if it's an open, there's no ceiling. Aval, ima makom mekura asur, but if it's indoors, it's asur. Why? Mishum da'ati de zeyava asur. Because it may come to sweating, and sweating is also a problem of uvdin dechol, or refuah. Okay, v'yesh omrim, the mutra lehazia bechamit tiveria. And then he says no, and he says, but some it's mutter to do it because you're allowed to be meziah also. You're allowed to sweat. It's not a problem. Okay, so that's a machloket, and if it comes up, the Mishnah Berurah says yesh lismach al deyazo, you're allowed to be mekel. Okay, gimel ama tamayim shehi chama. Now, what's this case? Basically, you have a big river or a big source or a large spring, and where there's hot water. So you want to make a pipe go through this hot water. So the issue that we're going to see is hatmana, because basically you have a hot water source and you make a pipe, and so as the pipe goes through this hot water source, through these hot springs, or a bath of hot springs, it's in there long enough, so as the water travels, it's going to make the water hot. So can you do such a thing? So, asur lahamshich l'tocha afilo me'ar Shabbos silun, you're not allowed to have this pipe go through, even if you set the whole mechanism is all set up, Erev Shabbos. You can't, why? Because it's a tmana problem. U'pia silun yotzei chutz la'ama u'meimav nishpachim la'uka, perish guma shebekarka. So the water, When you open up the pipe, the water pours out into a pit. There you go. Pit's the right word. Thank you. So you're not allowed to do this. Obviously, if you opened up and you set it up Erev Shabbos, then it'd be okay. The problem is it's chamei tveri is okay. So if you set it up and you opened it up, and the water that you're using went into the pit before Shabbos, you're not using this pipe. You're allowed to use this water. The problem is opening it up and using the water that flowed through on Shabbos. V'im himshicho asurim. So then if it's going through, it's asur. Afilu amayim shenichnasu la me'er Shabbos, shebarachitzel b'shtiyah, ki'ilu hu chamu b'Shabbos. So even though the water that you put in there, it already got heated. We're talking about water that's in the pipe. The water that's in the pipe got heated up, Erev Shabbos. You still can't open it up and use it because that water was had hatmana with it.
And if it was done Erev Yom Tov,
we're not discussing really Yom Tov over here because there's a whole. Changes a little bit. But anyways, by Yom Tov, he says, you're allowed to use it for drinking, because you're allowed to. But by Rechitza, it's Aser. And again, there's a question, because it's either Shave B'chol Nefesh is the reason by Yom Tov, which may not apply nowadays. I don't want to get into it too much. But that's why it may not apply to Yom Tov by Rechitza. Okay. Dalet. Lo yishatef adam betzonen kol gufa bitchamim kenegad amadur mipnei shemafshem mayim shalav v'nimtza keroche. It's kol gufa bitchamim.
You can't make your body all wet with cold water, right? Ashkenazim can't anyway, but the Shulchan Aruch writes you can't make yourself all wet with cold water and then go stand next to a fire and get the water nice that's on your body hot. That's also part of the whole gzera. Aval mutar lishatef betzonen achar shenchamim etzala eish. But you can heat up your body and then put cold water on yourself. That's not a problem. Hey, yesh amrim shetzarich lezer shalechem yadav etzel ha'esh achar netila im lo yinagvem techila yafeh. So same idea. Some say you can't even heat up your hands by the fire that were already wet. Okay, let's go to Vav. Asur litein al gabe bitno kli sheish bo mayim chamim vafilo bechol. Now this is a little bit. I think obvious, none of us would do this. You can't take a really hot water, boiling hot water, really hot water in a bowl, and now put that on your stomach in order to warm you up. Why?
Hot water,
well, the bottle is, or the bucket is open. We'll keep reading. When you finish reading, mipnei hasakana. This is dangerous. I mean, I'm sure most of us would never think of doing this. Because the water could be boiling hot, and you can just turn a little bit, and the whole water will spill on your body, and you can get burnt. So obviously you can't. I don't think we would think of doing this, but you can't do this. It's sakana. Aval mutar lahachem beged velitno al bitno. But you're allowed to have a hot kli, hot towel, whatever you want, and put that on you, because it doesn't. It's not, right? We're assuming it's not dangerous. It's not going to spill. And then, obviously, if it's the, you know, if it's freshly had boiling hot water on it, you got to wait a second so it doesn't, it's not too hot. But anyways, it's hot. You're allowed to put it on you. It's not going to burn you. There's no chashash or sakana. There's also no issue of refuah because it just looks like you're warming yourself up. It doesn't, I mean, even if that's the reason why you're doing it, it's still mutter. And let's see. But if you have a hot water bottle, someone mentioned, and it's closed and it's not going to spill, so then it's okay. Okay. Zion, I think. Okay, yeah, let's go to Zion. Haruchetz benahar tzarech shinagev gufo yafek kesheola mehanar mipnei shelo yisharu amayim alav vitatlam arba amos bekarmelit. Okay, so if a person goes into a river to rinse off, right, cold water. So then, you just have to be careful that when you walk outside the river, you dry yourself off immediately. So when you get to the edge, let's say you went inside the river, you're all wet. Right, you're not swimming, you're walking. So you're just going. It's not too deep. So when you walk out and you get onto the dry land, you have all the water dripping from you. It's your body's carrying water and it's dripping, so you can't walk outside on the land until all the drops are gotten rid of. Because of carrying, exactly.
But what about skita? The whole point of drying yourself off is there's a risk of skita.
So that's a question. So many say it's not a problem to dry yourself off. Your body is not a problem, And your hair, it's usher to take your hand and squeeze out your hair. So din derabanan, because the hair, the water goes, but stays. We say it stays between the hairs. It's not, does not absorb. But you can't like pull and squeeze out the water from your hair. With long hair, it's obviously easier. But to use a towel, so many are matya, I think even Shemar Shabbos Kil Chasa, you're allowed to dry your hair without worrying about it, because it's not a maisa schita. It's a maisa of drying. Schita is when you do a maisa and the water comes out, and you see the water. Here it's immediately gets, it is doing a drying motion, and it immediately gets absorbed into a towel. Obviously you have to use a towel that's big enough that it's not going to start dripping itself afterwards. But then you could have schita with the towel. But anyways, because of these issues, that's why Ashkenazim are machmer not to go into cold water altogether, any water, because they want to avoid all these issues of schita. But generally speaking, you're allowed to use a towel even on your hair. But many poskim say you should recommend, or you have to only dab your hair. You're allowed to constantly press on your hair to absorb the water, to pat it dry. But some say you should not. You shouldn't do it vigorously, because it is a chashash of schita with that. So, okay. So the main problem we're talking about is, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, his main concern is your carrying water. L'fisha olim min rechitza, yesh riboy mayim al gufo, you have a lot of water on you, and it's carrying. Aval holech b'shu sarabim, normally the case is a Carmelite. A Carmelite's going to be an issue, the Rabbanan, and then Rishu Sarabim would be an issue, the Araisa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, I'll just point out, from the Prima Gadim, he has a Chumrah. I'm not sure how accepted it is, because it's a little difficult to get to the Metzius. He says, basically, when you're in a river, and you're dripping, when you're walking in the river itself, it's a problem. Everyone says, see, when you read Shulchan Aruch Gemara, everyone says, you go into the river, and then when you walk out, you have to be careful. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim and says, even in the river itself is a problem. If you're starting to come out, so then all the water that's above you is dripping down. And that water, again, if it's a couple drops, we're not necessarily worried for it, maybe because it's also not the shear of carrying. But once you have more water on you, and there's a shear of carrying on you, maybe it's a ravis or whatever it is. So then when you have more water, that's when you have more water on you, that's really the issue. But anyways, let's say you got a lot of water on you, and now you're walking in the river, and it's getting more shallow. As you're walking out, you're dripping in the river itself is a Carmelite. So he says, even in the river itself is a problem. So the best way to avoid this, how are you going to get out of the river once you get in? So at least the best thing to do is maybe to stop, and every dalet amos, just stop for a second. Pachas, pachas, min dalet amos. And then, okay. That's why I didn't see anyone else discuss that issue. Let's just finish this si'if. Now, if you're, let's say you're walking on the street, you're going to shul, you're going to a friend, you're walking, whatever it is on Shabbos. Umatar sachef al rosho v'alavusho. And it's pouring rain. Loik pidubo. Chazal didn't care. I mean, it becomes impossible. Chazal doesn't say you can't walk on Shabbos. That's for sure not a problem. And it's a davar sheino michavein, and you have no, and there's nothing you can do about it. So there's no gzera, nothing to worry about. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.